Food Fight Radio on KCBQ is sponsored by FranVest International, Inc.
Welcome, folks, to Food Fight Radio, where we speak fluent flank steak and aren't afraid to ask the tough meat-related questions. Now, we sample a lot of burgers, because basically, no matter where we go, if we're recognized, and that's hard to do when you have a radio show, people just start feeding us. Apparently, I have one of those voices, you know? And folks, in between these calorie-loaded sample meals, one would assume that it's difficult to avoid weight gain. And I have a secret. You want to know what that secret is? I'll tell you. At the end of the show, maybe. Ha! Now you have to stay tuned. Today on Food Fight, we'll be discussing our favorite barbecue foods, more meats on a stick, a listener favorite. Everyone's always saying, it's great to get up-to-date facts on health and nutrition and the toxic ingredients that can kill us, but what we'd really like to know more about is things we can put on a stick. So we'll have that. And then also today, do you need a liver cleanse? You'll know for sure whether or not your guts need a good scouring and how to do it without damaging your nonstick finish. Too much of a cooking metaphor? You're the pot, get it? Geez, it's a tough room. We've got Dave the Vitamin Guy to your liver rescue. And the big news for today's show is the knockdown, drag-out, no-holds-barred, end-all, be-all of burger challenges. The votes are in, folks, and today we're announcing the winner of the best burger in all of San Diego. It's gonna be brutal. That's all coming up today on Food Fight. Now, first, we want to talk about barbecue stuff. It is a long weekend, and we do have our favorites, and of course, our favorites on a stick. We can talk about those also. What are some of your very favorite barbecue items?
Me?
Yes, you. I'm pointing at you. Well, Dave is here, but
exactly.
You know, you're the chef.
Just making
so
sure.
So the food-related questions are going to be tossed to you, and the vitamin-related questions are going to be tossed to Dave here.
I'm a little lost. Can you draw me a picture?
I'm going to draw you a really explicit picture. It'll have a middle digit in it. Start talking.
All right, so green fresh onions. You might think that sounds crazy, but with a stem on, you tie them in a knot, throw them on the grill. Now, while that's on the grill, go ahead and add your favorite meat. I like tri-tip or grilled tri-tip for a big party.
It's are you talking about putting the meat directly on the onions when they're
right
on the grill?
Oh, right next to it. So when the onions are cooking, they're going to come out sweet, but they're also releasing that aroma. So when you're grilling your meat, it's going to have that more of that flavor in it with the marinade you put on it. You take the onions out. You eat them just like that. They're nice and sweet. They look almost taste like sugar. And then the meat itself has a nice flavor also.
So what if you put the onions directly into the fire? Would that also do anything?
No, that would get all burny and...
So that wouldn't like put up like clouds of cool onion-flavored smoke?
No, it would put up clouds of smoke and taste bitter and burnt.
Aw.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the meat, but what's your favorite kind of meat, though?
Tri-tip, if you have a big party. For me, myself, I am a big fan of pork loin that's been marinated with something nice and sweet and grilling that.
Mm-hmm.
I also like grilling, romaine lettuce? Cut it in half.
Grilled romaine lettuce.
Yeah, you grill it. You cut it in half. You grill it side down. You flip it over, and then you add your salad dressing on top. It has all that nice smoky flavor to it, and it's something people don't really expect.
You know what's really good to put on a barbecue?
Hmm.
Meat.
Well, yeah, I already said meat. But yeah, these are fun
onions
things.
Here, onions, lettuce. I like to grill up a nice lettuce.
You
Come
haven't
on.
Had that? That's delicious.
You know, I'm it's sure that
really
I would order
good.
It. If somebody put it in front of me, I'd probably eat it.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm going to go to the trouble of doing the whole thing with the barbecue and the setup and buy all the stuff and scrub the crud off the grill from
what?
The last time you did
Why
it.
Why would you do that?
That you know, you don't want to have too much disgusting crud on the grill. You just want to have a little.
If it doesn't burn off, it's extra flavor.
Sure, until, you know, it's just so thick and dense that, you know, there's... no real surface to put your food on any. That, folks, is a sign that you should be cleaning your grill
every once in a while. I scrub my grill as much as blast it with heat or hit it with a hammer.
Chew off of it. Just kind of
hit it with a hammer. If it doesn't fall
get
off,
get in there with your little incisors and just kind of chew the char right off of that like a little beaver. So some of the stuff that I really like to cook on the barbecue is really nice lean meat because you can cut it really thin, you know, like a skirt steak.
Got it.
You know, or like a filet mignon is not thin.
No.
But it's not good thoroughly cooked either.
No, no.
So
and
you,
it's very
you,
lean.
You want to make sure that you just get, you know, your nice flavorful char on the outside and then the inside, as long as it's a nice dry aged cut. Because if you're going to go filet mignon, you got to go all out. You just got to get the dry aged stuff and just, you know, really savor it. You want that to be seared on the outside. And as far as I'm concerned, raw in the middle, bloody almost. Mm-hmm. But it's, I mean, it's dry aged, so it's not raw, raw.
No.
You know, it's fundamentally cooked, basically, by the enzymes that are in there aging it over time. It does not taste like a raw steak. Folks, we've talked about this a lot, and I know that there are still a lot of squeamish people out there who insist on cooking their meat. Now, I know it's a modern thought to want to cook your food before you eat it,
mm-hmm.
you know, but some foods are best enjoyed not thoroughly cooked, you know, and interestingly enough, meat, when it's cooked, it has within it, naturally and in its raw state, the digestive enzymes to help your body digest it and assimilate it, put it to good use, and it won't make you ill, even if you have a very sensitive system. But if you thoroughly cook it, those enzymes die. It is now hard to digest. It's like digesting leather. If you were to chew up a shoe, now your body has this shoe leather in your stomach. Yeah, it's going to be kind of hard to digest. So I like the filet mignon. I like the real thin steak cooks quickly. And another benefit to real thin steak is it really soaks up the marinade all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 100% flavored all the way through it. So if you have some meats not thin enough, pound it thinner. Also great with chicken. Really good reason to just pound the heck out of the chicken. Make it nice and thin. Really soak it in the marinade. The marinade flavor will go all the way through it. It'll be quick on the grill. And then all your stuff is done at the same time. Here's what's annoying about cooking mixed grill, especially on a barbecue, is that it's all done in different times.
Mm-hmm.
You've got your thin steak, you got your thick pieces of chicken, and then you got your other stuff over here, and then you've bundled up your vegetables in like an aluminum foil, you know, tent. Which, by the way, folks, rolling things up in aluminum foil will not impart the food with smoky flavor. It's just a lazy person's way of also heating up this other thing at the same time that you're grilling something else. It's lame. Don't do it. Take some time, put the veggies on a kebab, and grill them. They will be much, much tastier. Especially, you know, for if you have Marcus at your party, because apparently he's only interested in grilled vegetables. And, and you know, but I like that. It's a good inspiration. Mm-hmm. Don't limit your barbecue arsenal to just meats. There's lots of other things that taste way better when subjected to the heat and smoke of the grill. It does all the flavoring for you. Things like lettuce, which has no flavor. If you can make lettuce tasty by grilling it, by all means, do it.
Yeah, corn is another big one, because if you grill corn in the husk, you don't unhusk it. It steams it, but at the same time, since the husk is porous, the smoky flavor gets in. So you have smoky steamed corn if you grill your corn in the husk. It's
brilliant.
Another a la fun.
Plus, what you can do is open it up. Don't remove the husk. Smear the corn cob with all kinds of tasty things, and then wrap it all back up again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then that'll be on there. You may want to remove the silk.
Well, you move that after. Once it's done cooking, the silk kind of breaks down a little bit more.
It's going to stick to the sauces and things that you left
sauces,
in there.
That's why I add
Yeah, so leave the leaves on.
It.
But yeah, you can take the silk out,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then put, you know, sauces and butters and chili powders and paprikas and garlic and just rub garlic all over that thing like you're smear it on like suntan lotion. Love that stuff. It's very, very good. One of the few grilled vegetables that I will actually eat. Lettuce, not so much. Do you know who does great barbecue?
Who's that?
Dine In Tonight. Everything they make is cooked fresh with only healthy ingredients, minimal processing, and pretty much nothing pre-made. Nearly no preservatives. They use spices and herbs to bring out the flavors of the food. Not salt, never any MSG. Dine In Tonight is one of our big sponsors. We love them a lot. They're our good friends. They make a fruited stuffed pork tenderloin that'll make your taste buds sing, and a maple glazed baby back rib barbecue style that'll make you glad you're not a vegan. This is just two of their incredible meals. They have 100 of them, which they make fresh every day. And then they deliver it hot, right to your door, right at dinner time. Call them today for an extra free week of dinners using promo code KCBQ. Everything they make is fresh, super delicious, and as always, only $10 per entree. That's www.dinein2nite.com. Or just call them at 888-64-MEALS. You can sign up for 3 or 5 nights a week, and like I said, you do get a free week. So, hey, what's not to love? Coming up next on Food Fight Radio, do you need a liver cleanse? We'll talk about why you may need it and the smart way to go about it. It's Dave the Vitamin Guy, coming up next on Food Fight Radio.
In this corner, authentic New York-style pizza from Knockout Pizza Mira Mesa. Eat in, take out, or delivery. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiraMesa.com. Limited delivery area.
Have you looked at your grocery bill lately? You've probably noticed that good food is expensive. And between planning, shopping, cooking, and cleaning up, it's also time-consuming. And probably one of the least rewarding daily chores you have. Hey, here's an idea. Let Dine-In Tonight simplify your life, one meal at a time. They hand-deliver hot, delicious, gourmet meals right to your door at dinner time. A few of their 100 gourmet recipes include maple-glazed baby back ribs. Oh, hello. How about lemon chicken piccata, roast beef with Dijon sauce, roasted red snapper, Havarti chicken with portobello mushrooms? Choose 3 or 5 nights per week for just $10 per entree with no delivery fee. Get a free week of meals delivered by using promotion code KCBQ. Sign up online at dineintonight.com. That's dineinnight.com or call 888-64-MEALS. That's 888-64-MEALS.
Do you want to save money on your electric bill? PowerSavingsToday.com has amazing small plug-in units you strategically place in your home. These amazing units automatically capture unused electricity and recycle it for your benefit. Amazing technology! Visit PowerSavingsToday.com to learn how you can immediately begin saving money by recycling unused electricity back into your home. PowerSavingsToday.com. That's PowerSavingsToday.com.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Welcome back, folks, to the only food show that'll show you the tastiest way to mess up your liver and then the easiest way to clean it up again. Dave the Vitamin Guy is here to talk about how to know if you need to clean up your liver's act. So welcome, Dave. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Claire. It's good to be here again. Great to see you and Marcus.
Yep. Always fun to have you around. So regarding a liver cleanse, you and I were talking about this recently. There's a lot of liver cleanses and detoxes and things out there that maybe you need, maybe you don't, maybe they're reputable, maybe they're worth the massive expense of some of these things, and sometimes maybe they're not. What really kind of needs to be going on in your life, in your body, in your mind, in your job to really kind of get you to thinking where maybe you need a liver cleanse?
Well, one of the first things is, you know, even though the liver is a remarkably versatile organ and it has an amazing ability to repair itself, if you notice that your metabolism is slowing down a little bit,
how would you notice that?
You may be gaining a little bit of weight.
Well, how do you know it's your liver or your metabolism? Well, you and not just the fact that you're eating too many burgers?
Well, that's one of the signs that could suggest it. The other thing is that, you know, as you get older, if you've never done a liver cleanse or you know, that would be a telltale sign that your liver would probably need one.
So at some point in the average person's life, what you're saying is typically you would probably need one.
Yeah.
No matter what your life is like, no matter what your diet is like, at a certain point you're going to need one, so.
Yeah, the liver, you know, basically, you know, has to be in tip-top functioning to basically, you know, produce the bile to flush everything out, all the toxins out, and to, you know, waste it through your kidneys, for lack of a better word. The liver needs to be maintained at tip-top function, performance, and there's a lot of great cost-effective things they can do to keep their livers in tip-top shape.
Well, before we start talking about the great way to do a liver cleanse, let's talk about the dumb, idiotic ways to do a liver cleanse. What is up with detox tea?
Detox teas primarily contain an herb known as milk thistle. The active property is supposed to be silymarin, which is what was the active property of milk thistle. Those teas tend to not work.
And that's because they just get digested and used up in your system,
right,
and your stomach acid just breaks it all down. But
right,
the supplements that you can get milk thistle supplements. I know this because you have me taking them. I don't know why you think I need a liver cleanse, possibly because you know how much I may be drink on the side. But I feel fine, so it's probably working. The little capsule covers on these things do get the supplements down pretty much to where they kind of need to be before the stomach acid gets a chance to ruin them, right?
Yeah, that's very important. The main thing is that you want to make sure that the milk thistle and the other properties that you're taking get into the small intestine. You don't want the acid, particularly the hydrochloric acid in the stomach, to, you know, break these nutrients down, because according to the German, you know, commissionee, the German FDA, there's no real demonstration of the efficacy or the viability of milk thistle or any other herbs taking them in those
forms. Well, that's because any form of any kind of FDA would just be drugs, and supplements aren't endorsed by any drug company because they're cheap.
Yeah.
And they can't rip off insurance companies to get the money for, you know, almost penniless, cheap, little, completely free, totally effective, found in nature, but, you know, you can't apply a markup, herbs.
Yeah,
you know, basically herbs and natural stuff that you can find. Everything you sell, Dave, is the enemy of the whole drug pharmacy industry, which kind of is, you know, like the main reason why I really like it, you know?
Yeah.
And also, well, drugs are extremely chemical and artificial, and sometimes you need them to kind of keep your heart going, right?
Right.
And sometimes you just don't. Like, there's a ton of, you know, prescription drugs that you can completely avoid if you are properly supplemented. And that's really one of the main reasons for these things. You don't have to get prescription drugs to clean your liver. I don't even think they actually have a prescription drug that will clean your liver. But these things are a good thing to look into. I have seen, by the way, $300 and $400 30-day liver cleanse systems. They're kind of prevalent. I've seen a lot of information about these things. Everyone's selling one. And even Dr. Oz, you know, the guy who pretty much will sign his name to anything if there's a little commission in it for him, you know, what a snake oil salesman he seems to be. I think these things are a scam. Tell me if I'm wrong.
If you wanted to term them as being a scam, I think the main way they could be certainly classified as a scam is because they're grossly overpriced at that kind of price. One other thing I want to say just real quick about the German commissionee, they are probably the most reputable when it comes to, you know, herbal medicine throughout the world. Obviously, the Chinese are, you know, in a class totally isolated in them. But for,
well, it's just because they have that 5,000-year reputation.
Yeah,
you know,
for
that
their,
kind of,
but
yeah,
for the much
that's,
more
that's
traditional
all.
herbs, the Germans. And you also brought up another really interesting point about medications or prescriptions. Prescription drugs many times are the reason why a person does want to take a liver cleanse, particularly these cholesterol-lowering statins. It's really unfortunate. It's one of the downsides of the job, as a matter of fact. The amount of people who have come into the vitamin store over the years who've been on, you know, Lipitor and a Zocor or a Crestor, and now their livers are, well, for lack of a better word, trashed.
I say pickled.
And, yeah. Okay, yeah, pickled.
And not in a good way. Pickled, but not in a good way.
Yeah.
Sweet pickled.
But, yeah. Yeah, I've never really
pickled
been
pickled with too much
correct,
salt and not enough dill.
It's really unfortunate. It saddens me quite a bit. But yet at the same time, I'm really happy to remind these people again at how remarkably versatile the liver is and things that can be done to restore the integrity of the liver and how quickly and how inexpensively.
It responds.
Yeah.
It's quick to respond. The reason it's quick to respond is because the liver's job is to get full of gunk and then clean itself out again.
Yeah.
Its job is to clean itself out.
Yeah.
So it really wants to clean itself out.
Mm-hmm.
So you have all these people coming into your store with completely ravaged, basically toxic livers that are ruining their metabolism, making them sick. Now the liver is busy. It's clogged. It's not able to do the rest of its job in your body. And so it's your job, your personal mission, you know, because you've got the determined shark eye thing going on when you're talking about this, is to clean up all these people's livers. So the prescription drugs are basically poisoning
more often a person's liver. They're the culprit of degenerative liver conditions. Definitely,
now,
particularly fat accumulations.
How big a culprit is alcohol, really? Is it? It's not as bad as prescription drugs, right?
In my opinion, no. And I know a lot of people
don't
listening
like to
out hear there, that. I also like
this
to
is
explain.
Not a license to drink.
No, yeah. No.
But what we're saying is, as bad as everyone says alcohol is for your body, prescription drugs are worse.
Yeah, I'm not totally buying into the idea that alcohol is necessarily bad for the body. Not only if you drink responsibly, but there's certain things that you can take. I always explain to people, when alcohol goes into the body, it goes through four metabolic states. And
well, I'm taking notes.
Or all four stomachs.
Only the fourth state is the toxic state. Just taking the amino acid cysteine, which is a really good, you know, liver cleansing in and of itself, you know, it's an amino acid, and vitamin B1, you know, which is thiamine, will offset stage four of alcohol toxicity from happening, you know, in the system. So
it is a license to drink.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I you don't want to tell that necessarily to people who are in Alcoholics Anonymous.
If you're an alcoholic, don't listen.
Yeah, but I'm basically sick and tired of hearing just because some idiot, you know, drinks a lot and they get into a car and cause an accident. I mean, they shouldn't get, you know, that's not really the fault of the alcohol. That's the fault of the person who's acting irresponsibly.
Or the fault of the other guy for not getting out of the way.
Yeah. I mean, you know, alcohol. I mean, one thing I like to explain, I know we're getting a little off subject, but
that's why we love you, Dave.
But Harvard Medical School in April of 2011, you know, concluded their fourth study. And I'm not saying I endorse it wholeheartedly, of the benefits, the health benefits of moderate alcohol consumption. And there's a definite correlation between moderate alcohol consumption and endothelial health.
He's not an advocate for drinking, but check out the shirt that he's wearing today that says alcohol rules. There's a picture of a shot glass. I'm just kidding, folks. He's wearing a very, very tasteful, normal light blue shirt. He's not wearing a giant logo on his shirt or his hat that says, "Keep drinking, America." We do get off topic. We started off on talking about liver cleanses.
Yeah.
So we're talking about milk thistle.
Right.
Very good to clean out your liver. We're talking about cysteine. Very good to clean out your liver. Mm-hmm. I know that keeping a good supplement of antioxidants is also very good for that.
Okay. Yeah, milk thistle more for protecting the liver and also facilitating the manufacturing of more liver cells to protect the liver. It's really good to protect the liver from free radicals that are caused by, you know, drugs and chemicals as well as, you know, alcohol. So, liver, milk thistle is probably the best liver protecting
agent.
And
by the way, folks, I don't want to interrupt you. These are not $300, $400 little pills of milk thistle. Milk thistle is extremely cheap. It's very, very cheap. And it's a very small little capsule, too. It's not like one of these giant, big horse pills like you normally have to, you got to take this big multi-mineral or this big multivitamin. They're huge. Swallowing these things is a chore. Just add this little milk thistle thing to your daily regimen. It's like an ounce of prevention. It's a tiny little thing. The pound of pharmacy cure that you're going to need your doctor to prescribe if you don't swallow these, you know, teeny tiny little inexpensive natural supplements, you will regret it. So Anyway, and folks, you can go see Dave the Vitamin Guy in person and have him give you a brilliant vitamin overhaul at Great Earth Vitamins at 8843 La Jolla Village Drive here in San Diego. Dave, you are my bald-headed Deepak Chopra for vitamins, honestly. Thank you always for coming on our show. And we're going to have you stick around because we're going to be talking about your one of your very favorite topics coming up next on Food Fight Radio. We'll be talking about the FDA's apparent total lack of any and all power to protect you from anything in your food. Truly, folks, you're going to want to hear this because this concerns you. That's up next on Food Fight Radio.
When our kids started school, I could see they needed an extra challenge. We tried the supplement at home, but we were exhausted and they were bored.
Then we discovered Renaissance Village Academy, located at 9988 Hybert Street in Scripps Ranch. RVA is a school for gifted, profoundly gifted, and or highly motivated students in kindergarten through eighth grade. The kids are so excited to go to school now, and they're definitely challenged.
Each week includes karate, drama, music, arts, education, gardening, and other valuable life skills.
So we're confident that they're being well prepared for success.
RVA is unlike any school you've ever seen. I'm so glad we found Renaissance Village Academy.
It's the school I wish I had gone to.
I know, right? Go to rva.us.com to find out more about how your child can rediscover the joy of learning. Renaissance Village Academy, personalized and
don't forget motivating.
Education for the gifted.
Go to rva.us.com.
Okay, gang, our dinner's here from Dine-In Tonight. Come on, let's go.
You know, I remember before there was Dine-In Tonight and people had to cook dinner for themselves.
What? Really? That's crazy. People don't have time for that.
Oh, Ma. Are you telling stories again?
I know, but back then, if you didn't cook for yourself, you had to have fast food.
That's so unhealthy.
And then all that changed when Dine-In Tonight opened. All you had to do was sign up online and they'd bring fresh, hot, gourmet dinners right to your front door every night and for only $10 a dinner. And you didn't even have to choose. Everything was all done for you and the food was always different. And suddenly everyone's lives got so much easier.
Wow, Grandma. That must have been so awful to live like that.
Yes, my dears. Those were hard times. Those were hard times indeed.
Dine In Tonight. Ready to eat dinners delivered to your home or office. Start simplifying your life one meal at a time. Call 1-888-64-MEALS. That's 1-888-64-MEALS.
In this corner, authentic New York-style pizza from Knockout Pizza Miramesa. Pizza, wings, pasta, subs, and salads. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiramesa.com.
Charles Cole Jewelers delivers dreams, bringing the deepest wish glowingly to life. This is jewelry as unique and special as the dreams that create and desire. Charles Cole has an impressive history and extensive collection, including Hearts on Fire and gorgeous colored diamonds and gemstones. Charles Cole Jewelry will indulge even the most refined tastes. They invite you to visit their design showroom and production facility in Fashion Valley Mall and see for yourself how personal service and highest value are reasons why Charles Cole is San Diego's trusted advisor for all things jewelry. Ask them about their incredible risk-free custom work. Call Charles Cole Jewelers at 619-298-5655. That's 619-298-5655. Or online at charlescole.com. That's charlescole.com. Visit Charles Cole Jewelers in the Fashion Valley Mall for amazing jewelry that resonates, excites, and inspires. charlescole.com.
Welcome back, folks, to Food Fight Radio, the only food show that says pink slime has its place in a container of silly putty. I don't want pink slime in my food. I don't want it in my nose. I don't want it in my life. It's gross. It's lovingly referred to by industry professionals as reclaimed meat. Man, that's glossing it over. No one wants it, so it has to be reclaimed. It's on the floor. What do you do with the goo stuck to your floor? You know what I'd do? I'd mop it up. At some point, someone, you know, took a look and said, hey, you're washing all that stuff down the drain. We can make money off that. Here, you, go scrape this up and blast it with ammonia. Then feed it to the customers. Yeah, that actually happened. Disgusting. That's like calling the stuff you flush down the toilet reclaimed pizza. Nasty.
Blech.
On the previous segment, we had our wonderful vitamin guru, Dave the Vitamin Guy, talking to us about liver cleanses. And before we went to the commercial, well, he gave me a funny face. And then after he went to the commercial, he said, I have to talk about choline. So real quickly, let's tell the listeners about this one last little tidbit before we start off on the FDA.
Yeah, one of the things, again, that I like explaining to people who come into the store when their livers have become, damaged by the medication or whatever it is that they're taking.
Like when the liver starts to change color.
Yeah, and they have accumulated fat deposits on the liver. Two of the best things they can take to purge any fat that may have accumulated on the liver is high levels of choline and inositol. Choline comes in a lot of different forms, and they come into the store. I can explain the different forms that it comes in later, but these are, in the B vitamins, they're two of your 11 B vitamins, and high levels of choline and inositol. And the good thing about them is, even though you're taking them for, purging fats that may have accumulated on the liver, they're going to provide a variety of other really good health functions, among them weight loss.
Ooh.
So thanks for allowing me to throw that
in. I think I have a damaged liver. I need to take some of those things that accidentally have a side effect of weight loss.
Yep.
I'm trying to think if there's anything that you purchased that has choline
in
it. I'm
trying to think if there's anything that I haven't purchased.
I probably take about 60
supplements per day.
Yeah, the cleanse that I put you on did have, actually, it had the dandelion, the milk thistle, artichoke, which is another herb which we didn't talk about, but I don't believe it had choline and inositol in there,
because
they're water soluble B vitamins. But yeah, once the liver becomes compromised, I can't emphasize that enough.
Marcus's family is vegan. He ate all those things just last week. Milk thistle, dandelion, artichokes.
Dandelion. Right? Dandelion root, dandelion leaves.
Leaves in the salad and everything. Mm-hmm. Go in the backyard, start foraging around.
We have a lamb's quarter. We have quinoa. So we go foraging.
See? Who needs supplements? Just go in Marcus's backyard and start chewing. So the FDA monitors food and drug.
Mm-hmm.
They monitor it.
Yes.
They endorse these drugs, basically, not, by getting a kickback or anything, but they do their own research independently. It's supposed to be unbiased to make sure that these, drugs, not supplements, but drugs that they have doctors selling. It's the drug companies themselves that are paying off the doctors to sell these drugs. But the FDA, they're supposed to be able to make a ruling. They're supposed to be able to have something banned if it's not working properly or has something in it that might be possibly toxic, maybe something that hasn't been tested thoroughly enough by the original manufacturer. What would you say about the FDA if I told you that everything you just told me about supplements that can help you get better after people have already poisoned themselves with prescription drugs, none of those things that you just talked about would ever be endorsed or tolerated as a marketable item by the FDA? They will not approve it. They will not put a stamp on it. What would you say to that?
Well, it's very upsetting. But what I find even more disturbing is there's even a lot of doctors who don't want to verify the veracity and the scientific evidence that clearly demonstrates the viability of a lot of these different agents that you can put in your body to really keep the liver in optimum performance.
Because there's nothing in it for them.
Yeah, to play devil's advocate, what I hear a lot of is it costs X amount of money to prove to the FDA that this does that. And if you have a product anybody can grow in their backyard, you're never going to reclaim that investment. And that's the issue. But really, all the evidence is there. It's like...
the only cures they're ever going to endorse are the ones that cost a bloody fortune.
Yeah, or the ones they can patent. So people,
Yeah, another thing, which is to certainly verify what you're saying, Marcus, is also, I can't mention and I won't mention any doctors' names on the radio, but I do know of some doctors that have come up with some really good non-drug alternatives, and every time they meet the criteria that's required by the FDA,
they mysteriously disappear.
No, not that bad, but the goalposts just keep getting moved back further.
So it's not fair. It's not unbiased. It's biased. And apparently you can buy them off.
Mm-hmm.
They have an agenda.
Yeah, and what's interesting, I don't know if I should go into this totally.
No,
but,
no, go ahead. It's free country.
Well, the thing is this. According to one doctor, I would say that there are, to describe the process and the procedure that one has to go through with the FDA to validate a non-drug remedy to cure a lot of different ailments, it's a very degrading experience.
Let me tell you what's really seriously disappointing. Ticks me off to no end, right? Well, you've known me for a very, very long time. I like to make sure that I'm taken care of from, you know, a doctor's aspect, overview of my body and family, make sure that I'm healthy from a doctor's perspective, make sure that, you know, I get, you know, all my tests and examinations and things poked and prodded and stuff like that. I like to have a doctor around to tell me, okay, I'm good. But I also like to explore every other single possible scenario in the world that might lead to a new pathway to learning how to keep myself healthy and live longer, you know, that, okay, the doctor isn't necessarily going to know about. But here's what bothers me a lot, is that there's a lot of people who are so dependent on their doctor's approval to do something or to make a change or to add something, even as simple or, you know, just simple as a vitamin to their regimen. So here's what they do. They go see their doctor and they ask the doctor to validate this vitamin. They say, I know that, you know, you take care of me and you've got me on these 19 prescription drugs that that prevent me from sleeping and gives me a rash, but I was thinking about taking milk thistle to clean up my liver because all of these drugs, I think, maybe are poisoning me. And I want to make sure that you think it's okay, my doctor, that I take milk thistle to clean out my liver. And here's what will happen if you ask your doctor this question. The doctor will say, I cannot endorse it. We don't sell it, so I can't recommend it. They will not give you an opinion. They will not go on record as having given you an opinion about something that you can't buy there in that pharmacy. They will not do it. It doesn't come with a prescription label, so they won't talk about it. And this is bad for the patient because these are people who are so dependent on their doctor's say-so that they will not take the milk thistle if their doctor doesn't tell them that it's okay. And so basically, it is the doctor now preventing his patient from seeking good health. That's what bothers me.
Yeah, and even when doctors, when they have no choice but to validate, you know, how effective some of these properties are, a lot of these doctors do it begrudgingly. They don't want to admit it, but when forced with the evidence, when it becomes, you know, so incontrovertible.
Well, that's actually true, because you can generally get an honest answer out of a doctor if you strangle them first.
Yeah, right.
And then you say, okay, no one is listening.
No one's listening.
All right? Yeah. You don't have to write this down on my permanent record. You don't have to put this on my chart. Just nod once for it's okay, or shake your head for no, I probably shouldn't do that. And then you stare at them until they nod or shake their heads. That's really the only way to, or, I mean, you, slipping them a 20, that might work too, you know? But here's a little something for your next golf game. That should get you a couple of tee offs. And then just, you know, nod.
Yeah, doctors can take a lot of doctors, they do. They just make educated guesses.
They make edumacated guesses.
Educated guesses, and a lot of their guesses are determined on. Obviously, they have accessibility to certain records.
I know what educated
tests,
guesses they're making. As
honestly,
I leave that little room,
honestly,
here's what happens: I leave the room to go use the bathroom while I'm waiting for the doctor to get back to me. And one time, I passed his little office, and he was there in his office with a big book in front of him, just looking stuff up.
Oh, I thought he got out a Ouija board.
Well, okay, well, using an actual book is, I guess that's slightly better than using an Ouija board. I caught the doctor looking up the thing that I had just been asking about. So, you know, they're not seeing another patient. They're looking it up because they don't know what to say to you. They're going to go and get the answer, and then they're going to come back, and they're just, oh, yeah, I mean, I meant to tell you this before I left the room. I knew this all along, but it's this, 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 and this.
Yeah, educated. If people want an educated guess, I mean, they can go to a, you know, go to see me, and I'll give them an educated guess, and I'm not going to charge them. And the key with me is I always ask people for their feedback.
Yeah.
I hate to admit it, but, you know, I've been wrong a couple times about things, but the key is my mistakes haven't been to the detriment.
Your mistakes haven't caused death. Doctors' mistakes cause death all the time.
I mean,
a mistake on your behalf is someone, you know, might accidentally take too much vitamin E.
Yeah.
You know, nothing bad's going to happen to you. If you take too much vitamin C, you're going to go an extra month or two without, you know, getting a common cold. So basically, what we're originally going to be talking about, the FDA, you know, we'll probably have to pick up on that on another day. But yeah, basically, the FDA is very, very relevant to the thing that we were just talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Go see Dave the Vitamin Guy. He will give you an honest answer that you do not have to pay a monthly premium for. Awesome. I like it. Now, since the main guard dog on all things food and drug has about as much authority as about a mall cop, it seems, as consumers, it may be smart for all of us to take some responsibility in terms of arming ourselves with information. So to help out and do our part, next week we're going to be giving you the shortcut to deciphering food labels and figuring out whether or not you should eat a thing based on your now new knowledge and now new vocabulary. We are calling it the ABCs of GMOs. That'll be next week. Mm-hmm. Coming up next on Food Fight, we have a Food Fight Challenge. It's a knockdown, drag-out fight to the death for the title of Best Burger in San Diego. And we'll be announcing the winner right after this on Food Fight Radio.
Have you looked at your grocery bill lately? You've probably noticed that good food is expensive. And between planning, shopping, cooking, and cleaning up, it's also time-consuming. And probably one of the least rewarding daily chores you have. Hey, here's an idea. Let Dine-In Tonight simplify your life, one meal at a time. They hand-deliver hot, delicious, gourmet meals right to your door at dinner time. A few of their 100 gourmet recipes include maple-glazed baby back ribs. Oh, hello. How about lemon chicken piccata, roast beef with Dijon sauce, roasted red snapper, Havarti chicken with portobello mushrooms? Choose 3 or 5 nights per week for just $10 per entree with no delivery fee. Get a free week of meals delivered by using promotion code KCBQ. Sign up online at dineintonight.com. That's dineinnight.com or call 888-64-MEALS. That's 888-64-MEALS.
In this corner, authentic New York style pizza from Knockout Pizza Miramesa. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiramesa.com.
Do you want to save money on your electric bill? PowerSavingsToday.com has amazing small plug-in units you strategically place in your home. These amazing units automatically capture unused electricity and recycle it for your benefit. Amazing technology! Visit PowerSavingsToday.com to learn how you can immediately begin saving money by recycling unused electricity back into your home. PowerSavingsToday.com. That's PowerSavingsToday.com.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Welcome back to Food Fight Radio, and I'm your host, Claire Katz, reporting to you live and still full from a couple of harrowing weeks of trying to give every great burger place its fair shot at the title I am so full. Honestly, I don't think I'm going to be able to eat another burger until dinner. There are some fantastic burgers out there, folks, and we've got the gory play-by-play right now. It is a food fight challenge. Recently, we've reviewed Fuddruckers, home of the exotics, featuring a topping bar, an elk and bison and Kobe burgers, with liquid cheese by the barrelful and an awesome dining room full of Americana. This experience was fun and fabulous. We visited the location on Mira Mesa Boulevard in Sereno Valley here in San Diego. They have lots of locations all up and down the coast. They have a very sterile-looking on-site butcher shop, which tickles my caveman bone, and also their own bakery with giant fresh cookies, brownies, and the like. Their huge, tender, juicy exotic burgers landed them a spot as a contender in this glorious challenge. We have also, on the show recently, reviewed Eureka, a laid-back burger lounge that snagged the second contender spot with their perfectly cooked, free-range California beef burgers, and their cool 48-hour fry process. Their UTC Mall location boasts an incredible couture barnyard vibe, and the quinoa watermelon salad, the only known salad that I would consider eating as a main course. This left only one more spot, and we had to choose wisely. We needed to find a burger place that not only had a fantastic, unique burger that offered something the others did not, but it also had to have a great atmosphere that made us feel welcome, comfortable, and attended to. The staff had to be friendly, the bathroom had to be clean, the ceiling had to be dust-free. What? I'm a bit of a neat freak, okay? That stuff's important. Then, by chance, we found something kinda new. Slater's 5050, named for its half-beef, half-bacon burger patty. Yup, they have done it. It's done. The patty is half-ground bacon. I was so happy, but skeptical. Now, upon entering this cozy Point Loma eatery, one cannot help but see the wall-to-wall beers and ciders on tap. Pretty impressive. The atmosphere is cozy, dark wood style, and when you close your eyes, you can enjoy the hum of happy conversations that you can only get in a burger place. Happy chewing and full-mouth mumbling. That's a great soundtrack. And this restaurant features an unusual way of ordering. They have a menu, but they also have this little ticket with all the possible ingredients listed and a little golf pencil. You can invent your own burger. You choose everything from the bread to the patty to the sauces, including a fried egg or peanut butter. If you're hungry and also feeling a bit like a mad scientist, as I've been known to feel, this is the place for you. After composing a winning burger layup on paper, we enjoyed marshmallow shakes with Pop Rocks and maple bacon shakes and ordered half bacon patties and pre-ordered the bacon chocolate brownie. Yes, I know that's a lot of bacon. This restaurant is not kosher. But neither am I, so that works out nicely. It's important to know that in this eatery, the fries are ordered like an appetizer, which means you get them before you get your burger. This also means that by the time you get your burger, you will be out of fries and you will need to order more. Clever, as it sells twice as many fries that way. Now, the burger I ordered was composed thusly. A brioche bun, a 50-50 half-bacon, half-beef patty, blue cheese, sprouts, tomato, fried pickle chips, and strawberry jam mixed with sriracha aioli. The only other sweet and savory burger I noticed on their menu was the peanut butter and jelly burger. And I gotta tell you folks, you only make that mistake once. The sriracha and jam make a sweet and spicy aioli that won't quit, and it goes so well with the blue cheese that it's like a sweet, creamy firecracker for your taste buds. The burger patty was thick, the bun was tall. This thing comes with a knife sticking right down the middle, holding it all together and holding it up. These things are huge. It was delicious. Tender, juicy, well-rounded, the flavors all worked together to create a complete and total taste bud symphony. I was hooked. So hats off to our winner for the best burger in San Diego 2013. The winner is me. It's me. I made my own burger. I picked the ingredients and toppings and everything. My Food Fight Radio burger was stupendous, and I cannot give away the credit for that. The award goes to me. I'm going to hang it up in my office right by my desk and glow with pride for assembling the tastiest burger in a tri-state area. Yep, I won. I'm just messing with you folks. Although I do deserve something for the creation of that masterpiece, I must decline the honor. Besides, I've already won the award for coolest talk show host and in competition of all the other talk shows, where Neil Saavedra was disqualified in the first round for having crumbs in his goatee. Chef Marcus, by the way, made a mean burger, too, with their fire patty and fried jalapeno chips. He loved it. I peered at it suspiciously. Everyone on my team of food freedom fighters made a unanimous vote. But I was the deciding factor here, kids. And I chose. In a world of burger places where you are merely a guest, a customer, an anonymous face with an open mouth, Slater's 50-50 turns you into a creator, a chef, an artist, and the palate is made of meat. This is what the dining experience is all about, feeling like you are a part of it, getting involved, and witnessing your burger's birth. I love them for this. To thank them, we're awarding Slater's 50-50 the title, plaque, and the bragging rights. They deserve our honor and respect, and we bow our heads in a moment of silence with reverie. Okay, that's enough. We're giving them the Best Burger in San Diego award, but they've given me something back. My own namesake burger. Folks, we know all you listeners out there can't wait to try the Food Fight Radio burger, so we're going to set you up. You can see photos of our recent burger blowout on our website at www.foodfightradio.com. You will also find a little filled out printable order form for the Food Fight Radio burger in all its sweet and spicy bacony glory. Print it and take it to Slater's 50-50 to personally experience the flavor that won the competition. It will change your life. Tune in next week for Pheasant, It's the New Rabbit. Also, our foray into the world of blood sausage, live in studio. Jeff's going to love that. Things that are best soaked in alcohol, like me. And the ABCs of GMOs, all next week on your favorite food show. This is Claire Katz reminding you that McDonald's has already extincted the most plentiful fish in the entire ocean. So it's only a matter of time before they start serving the McDolphin.
Have you heard the news? Bad things come in twos. But I never knew about the little things. Things get in my way. Someone has to pay for the little things.
Food Fight Radio on KCBQ is sponsored by Fran Vest International Inc.